This is Kaleidoscope, and I am Juliet Frumholt. I'm very happy to welcome this evening's guests into the studio. We're going to get to know them here in a little while, but first, I want you to hear some live music from Heliax.
Hello, hello.
Walking all this time, just trying to get my eye, but there's nothing left. People like me and you, hanging out by south, something with nothing to do. Have you seen my eyes? They're not blue.
Hotel.
Thanks for listening.
Told me, and I'm back yet. No.
Live on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. We'll be back to chat with them here in just a moment. Stay tuned. Lots more to come here on WYSO.
Hi, it's Lynn Rossetto Casper, host of The Splendid Table. Be sure to join me for our annual Thanksgiving tradition, Turkey Confidential. 2 hours of your calls and a lineup of guests, including Mario Batali, Ted Allen, and Alexandra Guarnaschelli. That's Turkey Confidential, live on Thanksgiving from 8 p.m.
Thanksgiving morning starting at 11 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back here on Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, joined in the studio by Elliot, Frank, and Bo, the members of Heliax. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Very happy to have you here. Tell me, how did the three of you start playing together?
We just kind of started playing music in like junior high and stuff. We all got to high school together and just kind of happened. We started out like playing Blink-182 covers and stuff, and then
Lunchbox Raiders. That was our original
That was our original band name. And then we kind of started writing our own music in high school and
choir
just been
class
playing together ever since.
Basically, just choir class.
I'm still in choir class, so I don't like that joke. I'm offended.
Yeah, sometimes that's what it takes is coming together, you know, through school and then finding, you know, a path outside.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
What was there a particular turning point when you sort of said, okay, we're done with the cover thing, like let's start writing and doing our own thing? Was it just a natural evolution, or was there a moment where you said, yeah, it's time for us to, you know, kind of do our own thing as a band?
Yeah. Well, actually, all three of us went. My family is really good friends with the Breeders, Kim and Kelly Deal. They like grew up with them, so. We went to a concert there and saw them, and that's kind of like, we were just like so like blown away by like that kind of music because we weren't really exposed to it, I guess, like in person. And then we just kind of went from there and like started playing songs and stuff that we wrote our own.
Yeah, I think when we started writing music that didn't suck, we started playing it.
Yeah, that's
self-proclaimed. Much our music does not suck.
That's important. Yeah. did you know, kind of knowing the Deals, were you aware of the sort of legacy of rock and roll in Dayton, or, you know, you guys are pretty young and, you know, kind of missed out on a lot of that, you know, as it was happening, you would have been too young. Were you aware of the legacy here, or is that something you found out as you got older and wanted to be a part of?
Yeah, I wanted to say definitely we kind of like just started like getting into those bands and like listening to all those records like that came out of here, and like as we got older, and that's just, we've been playing that kind of music since that. So
yeah, I didn't really know that much about the history of Dayton until we started playing music and just talking to people. They tell you about how great of a city it is and stuff.
When did you guys first start playing out live? Were you doing that when you were younger, playing covers, or did that come when you started doing original stuff?
We played, I don't know, Battle of the Bands and stuff at our school since like seventh grade, and
we played at my dad's wedding.
Nice.
Yeah, we did. I don't know. I guess we just kind of started with school events mostly and just moved on to local venues.
And I know you guys, let's see, I know you played with Goodbye and Crusher over the summer at Canal Street. What was it like getting to play with those guys? You know, you've got, those guys have been in the scene for a long time and are really well established. Was that, is that intimidating at all, you know, getting up there with, you know, these established members of the Dayton scene, or was it exciting?
It was really exciting. Also, Nick Eddy is probably the funniest person I've ever met.
I will agree.
Yes.
Yeah, he's basically the man, and I've met him actually a few times before we played with them, and it was super dope to be.
Yeah, Nick actually used to babysit me when I was little, so.
Nice.
And then, yeah, it was kind of weird because I saw him at a show at South Park like 10 years later from when he was babysitting, and then, so we just started like talking to him and stuff, and we ended up playing shows or a show together, so yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Very cool. And I know that you guys were working on some recording. Tell me about that.
Well, we recently finished recording our EP called Broken Hands, and we're getting ready to release it probably sometime in January.
Great, great. What did you guys go into a studio, or did you do home recording? Or
yeah, we actually we recorded at Rephase with Ron Pease, and we just kind of knocked it out in a few days, and we're just kind of waiting to release it, waiting on album art and that kind of thing. So
it was really exciting.
Just getting it together.
Yeah, super fun.
Yeah, it's the first time we ever recorded in like a legitimate studio and stuff other than my basement.
Yeah, you just feel like a professional. It's just awesome.
Is that exciting to be able to work with an engineer? I mean, the guys at Rephase are really great. To have, you know, that extra set of ears on what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. And just working with an engineer is so much easier because we're used to, you know, all of us recording together. So, like, we have to take turns, like, on the computer and that kind of thing. And it's just so nice to have somebody, like, doing all of that for you. And Ron was really great to work with.
Yeah, when we were doing some home recording, I mean, we have been since, like, eighth grade and nothing we've ever released, just making music. And it would always take us probably, like, 8 total hours to get one song that doesn't really even sound good. So it was really cool to go into the studio because I finished all the drumming in like 2 hours and I was just done. And it was awesome. I didn't have to do anything.
Do you feel like, you know, I've talked to different bands about this, sort of the home recording versus the studio recording. And it's like the home recording gives you the luxury of time, and yet it can also work against you because you have time just to kind of waste or take too long with a song. When you go into a recording session and you say, okay, we've got this amount of time to get these many songs done, do you feel, you know, that good kind of pressure, like, okay, we're going to do this and we're going to do it right?
Yeah, absolutely. When we were recording at Elliot's house, I just watched Cops most of the time. I didn't really do anything at all, and it didn't sound good either, and it took a lot longer. So going in the studio was like 10 times better.
And yeah. it felt more like a job kind of thing, but not in the way that like you're like you feel terrible just being there. It was in the way like we have to get something done and we're gonna do it and it's gonna sound awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely more motivating when you actually have to like pay money to be there. So everybody's a little more focused,
and
I guess.
You make way better use of your time because just know you have to do it.
Is that having been musicians from such a young age? Is that a tricky turning point, or did it feel really natural to you, that point where it goes beyond just being like, okay, we're playing around, we're making music, you know, in our basement or our garage or whatever, to like, okay, we're a band and we're doing this and we're having fun still, but we also have to, you know, get the work done?
I think the moment we ordered stickers was when we decided that was...
We're an actual band. We're a real band because we had stickers.
Yeah, once you have stickers, you've made it.
I like that.
I've made actually kind of a hobby out of the stickers. I'll just put stickers on people's cars that I don't know, in parking lots, you know, guerrilla marketing.
Hey, you know.
that's how we get stuff done around here. So.
What does the new year look like for you guys? You said you're hoping to have the EP out, you know, early in the year. Are you going to be focusing on your live performance or doing more writing and recording or a little of both?
Well, we're going to put out the EP in January and hopefully get some shows to follow up with that. And yeah, definitely want to focus on live performing aspect of it. You know, that's really like what we love to do. Like recording, it's nice to like have like songs recorded, but we're like more about just like performing live, and that's kind of our thing. But you know, we're talking about doing maybe a 7-inch or something for Record Store Day, but we'll see when we get there.
That'd be very cool. What's your writing process like?
Usually just come up with a riff, chord progression, something, write some lyrics down, and then just kind of we all jam together and figure it out. And that's pretty much how it goes.
I try to come up with a fat beat.
I try and slap the bass to the fat beat.
Essential parts of the rhythm section. You guys mentioned, you know, listening to the Breeders and all these different Dayton bands and stuff like that. Who are you guys listening to right now?
Danny Brown.
let's see, what about it? I've been listening to a lot of like Patsy Cline lately.
Nice. So.
She Wants Revenge.
All right, now Coheed and Cambria.
Outkast is getting back together, so we had to listen to them.
We are very fond of Outkast. So but who isn't?
Caroline. I should do a cover of that.
Oh my God.
That'd be great.
Well, if people want to keep tabs on what you're doing and where you're playing and all that good stuff as things develop, where should they connect with you online?
Well, we have our Facebook page, which is just Heliax, and then our website, heliax.com. So we've been kind of bad about keeping the website updated lately, but we're gonna get better on that, I promise.
I'll hold you to it. Well, guys, shall we hear some more live ones?
Yeah, of course.
Do it.
All right, let's take a quick break. Let these guys get to their instruments, and we'll be back to hear more live music from Heliax. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO.
The weather outside may be frightful, but the radio inside's delightful. In fact, it's the best radio of the year.
That's when all of a sudden I go, okay, everybody, one, two, go. And everybody goes in and just grabs as many flamingos as they can. A lot of flapping, and flamingos make a very unattractive sound.
Tune in to Best of the Best, the 2013 Third Coast Festival broadcast featuring the winners of our annual competition brought to you by PRX.
Thanksgiving night starting at 9 on 91.3 WYSO.
We're back for real this time on 91.3 WYSO. This is Kaleidoscope, and I'm Juliet from Holt. We've been getting to know Heliax. They are an exciting young band, and we're looking forward to hearing a lot more of them in 2014. But hey, we can hear more of them right now, live in the WYSO studios.
This is the title track off our EP, and it's called Broken Hands.
I've been drowning in the sea of denial.
show me some light. Well, I show them tonight. We all know. My car hallucinating in the dark. The city just won't do it for me yet.
In the WISO studios. Keep an eye on these guys. Lots of good stuff coming from them in 2014. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you very much.
Check them out. We've got links up to their Facebook page and their website on our Facebook page. We're facebook.com/kaleidoscoperadio. Connect with these guys and keep track of them. They're going to have a lot of good things coming very, very soon, including an EP. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Stick around. More good stuff coming this evening. Right now, here's the new one from Man Man. Their album's called On Oni Pond, and this is End Boss.